Okay, Mishnah Dalet says, Zebo b'chaviso shel yain. This one comes with their barrel of wine. V'zebo b'chado shel devash. And this one comes with their barrel of honey. Nisika chavis shel devash. And the barrel of honey, it springs a leak. It starts, the honey starts leaking out. V'shafach zez yeno v'hitzo asa devash asocho. So the person with the barrel of wine, they pour out their wine and they save the honey. So how much does the person who owns the honey have to pay the person of wine? Ain lo ella schairo. He only has to pay him back the wages for that which he did. He doesn't have to pay him back for the wine, that he spilled out on his behalf because they never stipulated. Vim amar. But if the one who owns the barrel of wine says, Atil es shelach, I will save your things. But you have to pay back for my item, chayev li tamo. So then, not only does he have to pay him back the wages, but he also has to pay him back the money for the wine that he's going to lose, that he's about to spill out on the other person's behalf. What if shataf nahar chamora v'chamor chaveiro? There's a current in the river, and it sweeps up someone's donkey and two people's donkeys. This guy's donkey and that guy's donkey. Shelo yafem mana. This guy's donkey is worth a mana. It's worth 100 zuz. Vishel chaveiro may sayem. But the second guy, his donkey's worth 200 zuz. So what happens? Hiniach es shelo vehitzil es shel chaveiro. The guy leaves his donkey. He lets his donkey get swept up in the river, and he goes to help save his friend's donkey. Ain lo ella schairo. He only has to pay him back the wages for that which he did. But if the guy said to him, Ani atzilas shalach, I will help save your donkey. Vata nosin liyas shali. But then you have to pay me back for my donkey that I'm losing. The donkey that's worth a mana. The donkey that's worth 100 zuz. So in that case, he would have to pay back not only the schar, not only the wages for that which he did, but he'd also have to pay back the value of the donkey. Mishnah Hey, gozal sadeh mechavero unatiluha mesikin. So what happens if someone steals a field from someone else, and then mesikin, it's stolen from them? Im machas mendina hi, if this is a common thing, that there are these people in the area who are going around stealing fields. Omer lo, harei shalcha lefanecha. Listen, what can I do for you? This would have happened to you. Take what your thing is right in front of you. If you can get it back, great. If not, great. V'im machmas hagazon. But if the people who stole the field are stealing it specifically because of this person, they're stealing back from this person for whatever reason. Chayev lamid lo sadeh acher. The person who originally stole the field has to give the original owner something else. Because if it weren't for him, this guy could have gotten his field back from him. But then it was stolen again because of the person who stole it on his behalf. So therefore, he needs to pay back the person with a brand new field. What happens if Shatafa Nahar, it's right next to a river, and the river overflows, it floods the field. Omer lo, harei shalcha lefanecha. He says to him, even if you own the field, this would have happened to you. So therefore, that which is yours is in front of you. What can I do for you? This would have happened either way.